SBS Radio.
Research indicates that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children experience significantly higher rates of hearing loss than non-Indigenous Australian children. Three-year-old Chandamura struggled to hear and had difficulty learning to communicate well as he suffered from chronic ear issues. In our conversation, Chandamura's mum, Kyla, explains how she used Hearing Australia's new resources as a crucial step forward for the young boy's hearing journey. Kyla says she first identified hearing loss in the family, starting from Chandamura's older brother.
I have an older son that had hearing problems back when he was a lot younger. Yeah. I don't think that stuff was around when we had his issues.
Yeah.
And then I just started a play group, and they said to me that there was a pop-up hearing test coming up that I want Chandamura to participate nicely. That'd be great. It was all done that day. We were assigned to get him a hearing band put on him like 2 weeks after that test, and it's been great ever since.
So it was pretty quick from the time you took the test and started the treatment. Within 2 weeks, you saw an improvement.
Yeah, that day when he got the hearing piece, it was a huge improvement, like straight away.
From day one. And how did you find out that little Chandamura had a hearing problem?
Well, he'd had a lot of hearing problems with ear infection, just different delayed in speaking and listening and hearing as well. So I brought that to the doctor's attention, and then they suggested hearing tests when he was two. And then I just started from there.
Was it done through your local GP or?
Cool. He did his Indigenous health check when he was one. Yeah. And then it was started to be mentioned that there was hearing problems in his ears. And then, yeah, we did a couple of hospital trips and stuff. And then they referred us to Hearing Australia, and then went from there.
The aid that you've got, is it easy to install, or explain to us how it works?
It's a headband, the black headband. And it sits on the back of his, just behind his ear.
And was it easy for him to adapt it, or is it comfortable?
Yeah, he loved it. Because they put stickers on it and get the kids to encourage them to wear it and stuff. So as soon as he was shown it, he thought it was great.
Yeah, and he can play with it. It's not dangerous at all. It's really safe.
No, it's pretty safe. It's got a case on it, and then it clips the back of his shirt so it doesn't go missing.
Now, how about if it's raining, if it gets wet, is it...
No, it's got a waterproof case over it.
So really designed to be able to use in so many different situations. What kind of improvements did you see? You said it was pretty dramatic, but give us some details of the kind of developments that you saw.
He talks a lot better. There's still some issues with speech and hearing, but it's really big improvement.
And is Hearing Australia supporting you, providing regular, giving them regular feedback? Are they coming to see him? Do you go to see them? How is it working?
Yeah, he goes. I think he has like 3 monthly appointments.
What difference has it made for the whole family?
I think even the kids notice him talking more and saying new words or asking questions, like he never used to ask questions or want to interact, or because he couldn't, he would just be on his own. But now he interacts and he asks questions and he asks for things to be given to him. And when new words pop up, we all get pretty excited about that. So, it's been a big deal in the family for us.
Before I let you go, would there be anything I haven't asked that you'd like to mention? Or if you have a message for other families who might be experiencing the same situation, what kind of advice you would be giving to them?
The biggest thing is if you think there's something wrong with hearing or speech, to get on top of it straight away and not leave it too long, because it's also going to affect schooling and stuff. You don't want to leave it too long. It's best to get on top of it now. Yeah, just lose speech as well, because hearing also affects your speech. So if something's wrong, then definitely look into it as soon as you can.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.